Finding a Wife. Pharaoh's daughter raised Moses as if he were her own son. When he was grown, he went out to his people and saw how they were being abused as slaves. Suddenly, he saw an Egyptian beating one of his people. Moses looked around to see if anyone was watching. He then hit the Egyptian and killed him. He quickly hid the body in the sand. The next day, he went out again, but this time he saw two Hebrews fighting. He stopped them and said, With all of your problems, why are you fighting each other?" They pulled back and yelled, "Who made you our leader? You're not our judge. Are you planning to kill us like you killed the Egyptian yesterday?" Moses was shocked. He now realized his crime wasn't a secret. Soon Pharaoh found out about it and sent men to kill Moses. So he ran away and barely escaped Egypt with his life. He ended up out in the wilderness at a place called Midian. Once he got there, he sat down next to a well. Soon, seven women came to the well to draw water for their sheep. They were the daughters of Jethro, the priest of Midian. Suddenly, some shepherds came and started to chase the women away. Moses stepped in and defended them. After the fight, he helped the women draw the water for their sheep. When they got back home, Jethro was surprised his daughters were back so soon. They said, an Egyptian protected us from the shepherds, and he even helped us draw water for the flock."
So where is he? What? Did you leave him at the well? Go get him and invite him to come and have a meal with us."
Moses stayed with Jethro and his family and eventually married one of his daughters, a woman named Zipporah. Together, they had two sons.